What does it mean to lose sight of God? What does it mean to wholeheartedly follow God? Matthew 5, verse 8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." According to Christ's definition, if we lose sight of God, even for a moment, it is because we do not have a pure heart. That is, a heart which is 100% devoted to following God. Very simply, if our heart isn't pure because we are not wholeheartedly following God, we will lose sight of Him and His promises. To wholeheartedly submit to and live for God is to give 100% without reservation. Anything less in our heart is divided up like a pie chart, with our commitment to God as just a slice of the pie. How big is God's slice? Is He okay as long as it's more than half? Can He suffice with just 50%? Will He even consider 25%? Does this have any impact on the opportunities which we may be given in this life or in the next? Let's look into the hearts of a few of God's very favorite people in days gone by. First, David. You'll turn to Psalm 119 and verse 10. We'll read the words that he wrote. And he wrote a lot of words in this vein. Psalm 119, verse 10. "With my whole heart have I sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments." Now, without question, David did wander from God and momentarily lost sight of his commandments and God's promise to take care of all of his matters. But despite his shortcomings, he always came back to God and wholeheartedly resubmitted himself. David knew he was a man of weakness, like the rest of us. But he did not surrender himself to his mistakes. His heart was with God for the long haul. With his whole heart, he sought God. Next, let's look into the heart of his son, Solomon. First, we'll look at a younger, more obedient Solomon. If you'll turn to Proverbs 4, verse 23, we'll read the words that he wrote. Both were permitted to write words which would eventually become the Bible and God's Word. And at certain points in their life, they were both capable of writing and communicating the will of God. And in Proverbs 4:23, he writes, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life." Our heart is our wellspring of life. Where is our happiness without God? An impure heart leaves the bearer cold, jaded, and unhappy. These were the words of a younger, less diluted heart. Solomon had wisdom from the beginning, but when he sought after other gods and abandoned his wholehearted relationship with the true God, did he know that what he was doing was wrong? If he did, he would have had to live with that guilt. And because his heart was not 100% with God, he wasn't just missing out on happiness. And we'll notice how heart loss led to opportunity loss. If you'll turn to 1 Kings 11, verse 4, we'll read about a time when Solomon probably wasn't fit to write inspired words of God. 1 Kings 11, verse 4. "For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives had turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father." So God closed the door on Solomon's future. Sure, Solomon had all the temporary comforts of a king's life, but his reservations in following God left him less than a pure heart and lost opportunities. If you'll go down to verse 11, we'll read in 1 Kings 11. So the Lord said to Solomon, because you have done this, and you have not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded you, I will surely tear the kingdom from you and will give it to your servant. Opportunity lost. Let's look at two other examples. Caleb and the Israelites. You'll turn over to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 34. We'll take a look at where the story picks up with the Israelites and their relationship with God. And then one single Israelite who stood out in the eyes of God. Deuteronomy 1, verse 34. And the Lord heard the sound of your words, being the Israelites, and was angry, and took an oath, saying, surely not one of these men of this evil generation shall see the good land of which I swore to give to your fathers, except Caleb. He shall see it, and to him and his children I am giving the land on which he walked, because he wholly followed the Lord. Caleb wholeheartedly followed God. Continuing in verse 37. The Lord was also angry with me for your sake, saying, even you shall not go in there. Joshua, the son of Nun, who stands before you, he shall go in there. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Moreover, your little ones and your children, who you say will be victims, who today have no knowledge of good and evil, they shall go in there. To them I will give it, and they shall possess it. But as for you, turn and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. Then you answered and said to me, we have sinned against the Lord. We will go up and fight, just as the Lord our God commanded us. And when every one of you had girded on his weapons of war, you were ready to go up into the mountain. And the Lord said to me, tell them, do not go up nor fight, for I am not among you. I am not among you. They were not with God, so God wasn't with them. Continuing, lest you be defeated before your enemies. So I spoke to you, yet you would not listen, but rebelled against the command of the Lord, and presumptuously went up into the mountain. And the Amorites who dwell in that mountain came out against you and chased you as bees do and drove you back from Seir to Hormah. Then you returned and wept before the Lord. But the Lord would not listen to your voice nor give ear to you. The Israelites did not wholeheartedly follow God. Their hearts were not pure. They did not rely on God without reservation as Caleb did. Let's read more about Caleb in Joshua 14, verse 6. Joshua 14, verse 6. Then the children of Judah came to Joshua in Gilgal. And Caleb, the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, said to him, you know the word which the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, concerning you and me in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought back word to him as was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt. So we see that the people lost heart. They were not wholeheartedly following God and trusting on him and relying on him. Continuing, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. He wholly followed his God. So Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. Here we see opportunity gained. Caleb wholeheartedly following God and having put himself on the path to a pure heart, which allowed him, in a sense, to see God, just as Matthew 5, verse 8 says, the pure in heart shall see God, and the blessings that God has in store. And Caleb did receive blessings and inheritance from God. Now, the rebellious Israelites, on the other hand, may well have followed God to some degree, 30%, 60%, maybe 10% of their heart. Who knows? But it wasn't enough for God, so he cut them off. And continuing in Joshua 14, verse 14, Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. Cause and effect. We can see a very stark contrast between the life of Solomon and the life of Caleb. Solomon did not follow God wholeheartedly and was not pure in heart. He lost everything. Caleb bided his time, carefully adhering to the commandments of God, as did Solomon's father David. And one day, bam, God hits him with an inheritance. But I'm sure he spent many days without an inheritance. He probably lived a pretty humble life. Maybe didn't get all the glamour of Solomon's life, but one day it paid off for him in the end. So let's take the words of a younger and more pure Solomon, for his heart was led astray, and take these words to heart. And I'll read them to you from the New American Standard Bible Translation, and it's 1 Kings 8 and 59 through 61. In conclusion, 1 Kings 8:59, and may these words of mine, which I have made supplication before the Lord, be near to the Lord our God day and night, that he may maintain the cause of his servant and cause of his people Israel as each day requires, so that all the people of the earth may know that the Lord is God, there is no one else. Let your heart, therefore, be wholly devoted to the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments, as at this day.